All right, we got a little, we got some fun coming up. We're going to ride with Natalie, and we got to talk more about that, do we not, Ms. Taylor?
Let's definitely talk about it.
What is the setup? And it's Natalie's, is it Struby? Is that how we, and Rosa's on. Rosa, is that how we pronounce your last name?
Yep, Struby.
Struby, very good. Good morning, Rosa. How are you?
Good morning. Natalie wants to say hi as well.
Oh, perfect.
Hi.
Hey, hi, Natalie. How old is Natalie? Natalie, how old are you?
Six.
Six. So you're, what grade are you going to be in? Are you going to be in second grade or first grade?
First grade.
Oh, awesome. Wow. Are you excited to go back to school if they let you?
Excited to go back?
Nuh-uh.
Nuh-uh. That's exactly the answer I was expecting. There you go. And the ride with Natalie is a ride to raise awareness and raise some funds against child sexual abuse, which goes on way too... And by the way, the... you don't want to know what I think of the punishment for those people.
Well, yeah, we
just
know.
Go there. I don't want to go there, but I'm just saying.
We know.
But this is happening on Saturday. We want you to mark Sunday, August 23rd. We want you to mark your calendar. Rosa, talk a little bit about how this kind of came to be and what the plan is.
Yeah, so it came to be because Natalie was raped when she was 4 years old by a teenage boy. She's six now. And last year, she had PTSD at a park. So her trigger was parked. She'd have panic attacks, and she loves motorcycles. So I just reached out on Facebook to see if some people would maybe want to ride with us. Harley Davidson picked it up, and I expected 25 to 50 bikes, and we had 211, and we were able to raise $7,100 for the Red River Children's Advocacy Center.
Wow.
I know. We could not believe it. The support and the community that rallied around us was so overwhelming in the best way. But this year we wanted to ride to show other victims that there is a community and that you can come forward and there's support that will rally around you. And so our goal this year is 300 motorcycles, raise $10,000 for the Red River Children's Advocacy Center. And what they do is all of the forensic interviewing, medical exams, mental health is provided free of charge to all victims.
Oh, wow.
How does the Red River Advocacy Center get funds typically? Is it from the state, or is it purely from donations, Rosa?
It's donations and grants, as far as I'm aware. They're a nonprofit, so they don't run off state funds, to my knowledge.
Okay.
I don't want to talk about the what as much as I do about the why. You know, what happened, and it's just beyond my brain to be able to think about what happened. But you said what happened, and that covered that. The why is the big thing here, because we just have to stay on point on this to bring awareness, make sure it doesn't happen again. And kudos and cheers and huge high fives and hugs to Natalie for being a part of this, Rosa. I arguably the greatest, bravest little girl I've ever heard of.
She's phenomenal. She went against every statistic when she disclosed to us. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's just phenomenal. She's a little warrior, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Now, the organization, too, it's for, like, ongoing treatment with psychologists and different things to treat PTSD and different things as well, is where the money goes?
Yeah. Yep, so they offer mental health services to child victims of sexual abuse. I don't know if it's all abuse or just sexual, but I do know that they have helped us tremendously. Natalie graduated this last fall, and she's no longer showing any symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder.
Awesome.
Now, so they're phenomenal. In fact, today we are speaking in front of a judiciary interim committee, and the Red River Children's Advocacy Center was finally asked to speak as well so that they could give their expertise on what they feel is flaws in the system.
Mm. Wow.
That's fabulous.
That is awesome.
Now, you also have a raffle going on. Why don't you tell us about the Ride with Natalie raffle and give us some info on that and how we can help out?
Yeah, so we have such a huge goal. $10,000 is a huge goal. And so Vision Construction donated a 65-inch TV, and that was kind of the start of it. And then other businesses wanted to get involved as well. So we have gymnastics classes from TNT Fitness. Alicia Marie Photography is doing a couture photo shoot. And Meryl Norman said, well, we want to couple up with them. So they're going to do the makeover for the photo shoot. And we've got lots of really cool prizes coming up. An Ulta gift basket. Harley Davidson is going to be donating some things. I don't know what they are yet, but they're in the works right now. So it's $20 for 5 tickets. You can buy those at Hooligans every Thursday night until the ride from 6:30 until 8:30. This Thursday, we're super excited because Hooligans created a shot for this year's ride, and so we had a contest to name the shot. And this Thursday, we are going to announce the winner at 7:30. The winner is going to win a free oil change T-shirt, and they get the first shot.
So. With
we're
the
pretty
shot.
Excited. There's going to be a live band, really good food,
awesome
company. I mean, we'll be there, so it'll be great.
What's in the shot, though? I got to know.
It's pink, kinky, and something else, but it's a pink shot with edible glitter in it. So it's sparkle.
Geez. Here we go. Oh, that'll go over big with the bike community.
That's fun.
That's funny. So,
and we're so excited because they didn't, instead of just a shot for adults, they said, well, you know, this is a family-friendly event, so they're also going to have cupcakes Thursday and for the ride for all of the kids.
Oh, oh fabulous.
Fantastic. Bike night's every Thursday at Hooligans, right?
Yes, bike night every Thursday at Hooligans. We'll be at Harley Davidson for Full Throttle this Friday and the Friday before the ride on August 21st. We are having bikers are wearing pink. We have pink bracelets and stuff.
It's been
really cool to see these big, tough biker guys come in with their pink bracelets. And last year we had a unicorn shirt. We're going to have shirts again this year. And so we've got bikers wearing unicorns. It's pretty awesome.
That's
all right,
that's
Taylor.
Nice.
Check your calendar.
Are
you available?
We should do that. That would be fun.
You want to do it?
Yeah, I think
okay,
we should.
Okay, let's do it. I just checked my calendar. Rosa, we want to join you. Can we join you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd love
okay.
to have you.
So here's what we're going to do. I just checked my calendar's good on that Sunday. Sunday the 23rd. Kickstand's up at 1. I would imagine we register about noon. Is that the plan?
Yep. So we're just going to have everybody sign their waiver by noon.
Okay.
Harley-Davidson is opening their stores this year. They don't do this on Sundays typically except for holidays. So we're pretty excited for that, too.
Of course they are. Yeah, I know the dads back in the day in Sioux Falls at J&L. And they're just great guys. So I'm going to get in touch with my friends at Harley, see if I can line us up a motorcycle.
There we go.
And we'll join you. And I think between now and then, we should see if we can raise a little money. Maybe we can get some sponsors.
Sure.
Sponsor me and Alex in the ride a little bit, raise a little
that
extra
works.
Money. All right. Well,
oh, my goodness. That would be amazing. You guys are amazing.
Well, it's I love going on runs for great causes.
Exactly.
It's like,
and there's nothing better than this.
We are having so much fun. Oh, and we're doing good, too. This is so awesome.
Well, you're going to make me cry.
Oh, come on. I've always been about that. Love it. All right, Rosa. So, and please give Natalie a huge high five for us. We're so proud of her. And love what she's how she's coming through this and what you're doing and the change you're affecting because of it. That's what counts, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Thank you for the support.
You bet. No problem.
And what if people want more information, Rosa? How can they get a hold of you on this stuff?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook. As of right now, that's the only place we're on. So Facebook is I Stand With Natalie. It's N-A-T-A-L-E-E. You can't miss us. We have the unicorn logo. all of the information for the ride is on there. If you just need to talk to somebody, if you're a victim and you need to talk to somebody, we're always available to listen. It's confidential. We don't spread anything like that. And we can direct you to the resources that you might need to get the help that you need, even if you're an adult victim and have been carrying the secret with you for a while.
All right. It's
Very
the
good.
Ride with Natalie Against Child Sexual Abuse, Sunday, August 23rd. Kickstand's up at 1 o'clock, Fargo, Harley-Davidson, West Fargo. I should say Harley-Davidson of West Fargo.
There you go.
I gotta get that right. And we'll be talking about that more as we get closer.
Yeah.
Rosa, best to Natalie and you, and we'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
You bet.
You're
Have
welcome.
A great day.
How's that? All right.
There.
Mark your calendar right now. I did mine already. We're doing this. We're doing it.